Our help is in the name of the Lord, who made heaven and earth, who keepeth truth forever, and who never forsaketh the works of his own hands. Amen. Grace be unto you and peace from God the Father, through the Lord Jesus Christ, in the communion of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Congregation, let us sing together of Psalter 29, the stanzas 1 and 2. To thee, O Lord, I fly, and on thy help depend. Thou art my Lord and King most high. Do thou my soul defend. And what follows? Psalter 29, the stanzas 1 and 2. The portion out of God's holy word, which we wish to read together, can be found in Genesis 46, the verses 1 through 27. And afterward from the Confession of Faith, the third article. Genesis 46, the first 27 verses. And Israel took his journey with all that he had and came to Beersheba and offered sacrifices unto the God of his father Isaac. And God spake unto Israel in the visions of the night and said, Jacob, Jacob. And he said, Here am I. And he said, I am God, the God of thy father. Fear not to go down into Egypt, for I will there make of thee a great nation. I will go down with thee into Egypt, and I will also surely bring thee up again, and Joseph shall put his hand upon thine eyes. And Jacob rose up from Beersheba, and the sons of Israel carried Jacob their father, and their little ones, and their wives, and the wagons which Pharaoh had sent to carry him. And they took their cattle and their goods, which they had gotten in the land of Canaan, and came into Egypt, Jacob and all his seed with him, his sons and his sons' sons with him, his daughters and his sons' daughters, and all his seed brought he with him into Egypt. And these are the names of the children of Israel, which came into Egypt, Jacob and his sons, Reuben, Jacob's firstborn, and the sons of Reuben, Hanok, and Phelu, and Hezron, and Carmi. And the sons of Simeon, Jemuel, and Jamin, and Ohad, and Jachin, and Zohar, and Shaul, the son of a Canaanitish woman. And the sons of Levi, Gershon, Kohath, and Merari. And the sons of Judah, and Onan, and Shelah, and Pharez, and Zerah. But and Onan died in the land of Canaan. And the sons of Pharez were Hezron and Hamul. And the sons of Issachar, Tola, and Puva, and Job, and Shimron. And the sons of Zebulun, Sered, and Elon, and Jael. These be the sons of Leah, which he bare unto Jacob and Padan Aram, with his daughter Dinah, all the souls of his sons and his daughters were 33. And the sons of Gad, Ziphion, Haggai, Shunai, and Esbon, Eri, and Arodi, and Ariel. And the sons of Asher, Jimna, and Ishnua, and Izua, and Beriah, and Sarah their sister, and the sons of Beriah, Heber, and Malchiel. These are the sons of Zilpah, whom Laban gave to Leah his daughter, And thee she bare unto Jacob even 16 souls. The sons of Rachel, Jacob's wife, Joseph and Benjamin. And unto Joseph in the land of Egypt were born Manasseh and Ephraim, which Asenath the daughter of Potiphar, a priest of On, bare unto him. And the sons of Benjamin were Bela, and Becher, and Ashbel, Gera, and Ahiman, Ahi, and Rosh, Mupan, and Huppim, and Ard. These are the sons of Rachel, which were born to Jacob. All the souls were 14. And the sons of Dan, Hushim, and the sons of Naphtali, Jaziel, and Gunai, and Jezer, and Shelem. These are the sons of Bilhah, which Laban gave unto Rachel his daughter, and she bare these unto Jacob. All the souls were 7. All the souls that came with Jacob into Egypt, which came out of his loins beside Jacob's sons' wives, all the souls were 66. And the sons of Joseph, which were born him in Egypt, were 2 souls. All the souls of the house of Jacob, which came into Egypt, were 70. Thus far the scripture reading. From the Confession of Faith, as you can find it on page 6 in the back of the Psalter, article number 3, the written word of God. We confess that this word of God was not sent nor delivered by the will of man, but that holy men of God spake as they were moved by the Holy Ghost. As the Apostle Peter saith, and that afterwards God, from a special care, which he has for us and our salvation, commanded his servants, the prophets and apostles, to commit his revealed word to writing, and he himself wrote with his own finger the 2 tables of the law. Therefore we call such writings holy and divine scriptures. We hope to remember in prayer Mr. and Mrs. Brendan and Maria Van Essen, who were blessed with the birth of a son, and Mr. and Mrs. Joshua and Caleb Vanderwall, who were blessed with the birth of a daughter. Let us try to ask the Lord for his indispensable blessing. Lord, when thou wast given the opportunity in the evening hour of this work day to come up to thy house, to place yourself under thy word and eternal testimony, may it please thee to grant profound impressions of thy goodness and of thy long suffering, because, Lord, by nature we are so impressionless. Under all thy goodness, under all thy speaking, and under all thy callings, then thou yet maketh a great difference in this summer hitherto, with so many others, where we may see the smoke but many have lost their homes and their possessions. And in this week, then thou wast also send great hailstorms of destruction. And then there are many suffering, destitute, homeless upon the world. And many among young and old have been ushered into eternity. And we may still be in the precious day of grace. And now, Lord, we humbly beg of thee, wilt thou remember us and our children with the favor that thou bearest unto thy people. May it be experienced that the storehouses of the greater Joseph, thy dear son, the Lord Jesus Christ, that they are still so full. And we read in thy word that thou art waiting for grace, waiting to be gracious, waiting for poor and needy sinners with their empty sacks to come unto thee, to be satisfied, to hear thy voice and to experience the wonderful things of the Lord. O Lord, do then work lovingly and powerfully by thy Holy Spirit, and do show in this hour unto the unconverted how poor, how wretched, and how lost they are in their unconverted state. And if they never come to the greater Joseph, then they shall be eternally lost, where a gospel preacher shall never be sent. Ah, Lord, thou knowest how deeply we have fallen, and thou knowest by nature none able and unwilling, but now the wonder of free and sovereign grace, thou hast chosen a people, and thou art gathering that people, and thou hast promised that thy word shall not return void unto thee. Wilt thou do it in this hour? And Lord, thou knowest how that each and every one has come up. Thou knowest the requests that have been sent unto thee, the prayers, the desires, the longings. Lord, thou hast a people that learn more and more how dependent they are upon thee, that it all must come from above. But, Lord, thou shalt not only work those desires and those longings, but thou shalt also fulfill them. And then it is so needful for thy true children to come to a saving knowledge of the greater Joseph, that he may declare, I am Joseph, and to be instructed further in the things of the Lord. Lord, we commend thy church over the length and the breadth of the earth unto thee, the established churches, the persecuted church, the Jewish people, mission work, Bible translators, thy word that may be sent into the prison. It all awaits for thy blessing. Lord, then we remember two young couples, two husbands and wives, who have now become father and mother, were for both of them for the first time in their married life. Then thou was given unto them such a precious little gift, to the one a little son, and to the other a little daughter. And may they be truly humbled under thy mercies and under thy goodness. May they be little children for thee. May the prayers be multiplied. wilt thou strengthen the mothers and remember them with their great blessing, but also with their great responsibility, where we surely live in a dark and an evil time, but thou art still the same, and the psalmist has declared, the Lord reigneth. We commend unto thee grandparents and great-grandparents an increased blessing, but also an increased responsibility. We commend unto thee all the mothers with the unborn. Lord, do bless the family circles. May love abound. May thy word have a central place and do work from generation to generation. We commend unto thee all the mourning ones, empty places, where thou hast taken young, where thou hast taken older ones away. Wilt thou uphold, wilt thou comfort, and may the callings be sanctified. Remember all the elderly ones. Remember our care home, their residence, those that may care for them. And do remember all the sick and afflicted, those under the doctor's care in a special way. All the different circumstances are known unto thee. Oh, do grant them a special place at thy footstool. May the means be blessed, and above all, may the callings be sanctified. Lord, remember the handicapped ones, the crosses, the burdens. Wilt thou continue to provide for the daily bread for our family circles? We commend the needs of the thirsty earth unto thee. And wilt thou remember our nation, remember the leaders federally, provincially, also our town council where we have departed so far from thee and from thy testimony. May thy church be more the salt and the light. And wilt thou grant unto thy church a turning from evil and worldly ways, Lord? Wilt thou grant a good evening in thy house? May our eyes be upon thee. Ah, do open thy holy word. And wilt thou grant something of what Father Jacob, what Israel was given to experience, that he came to a place that he did not dare to continue. Oh, with those sacrifices and with the begging for thy approval before he could continue life's journey to Egypt, Lord, grant that tender and close life in the midst of the family circles. Take away everything that could be a hindrance, and that the outgoing of the service might be for the coming of thy kingdom, the glory of thy name. Pardon us of all of our sins, in Jesus' name. Amen. Psalter 289, the stanzas 8, 9, 10, and 11. He wholly broke the staff of bread and called for famine sore. And he prepared his people's way by sending one before. And what follows, Psalter 289, the stanzas 8 through 11. in this evening hour, with the help of the Lord, we wish to ask your attention for the portion of Scripture we have read together, Genesis 46, the first 27 verses, and for our text, we shall read the first 4 verses. And Israel took his journey with all that he had, and came to Beersheba, and offered sacrifices unto the God of his father Isaac. And God spake unto Israel in the visions of the night, and said, Jacob, Jacob. And he said, Here am I. And he said, I am God, the God of thy father. Fear not to go down into Egypt, for I will there make of thee a great nation. I will go down with thee into Egypt, and I will also surely bring thee up again. And Joseph shall put his hand upon thine eyes. Our text words speak of Israel and his family journeying to Egypt with 3 thoughts. First, Israel's offered sacrifices. Secondly, Israel's timely encouragement. And thirdly, Israel's large family. Israel and his family journey into Egypt. Israel's offered sacrifices. Israel's timely encouragement. And Israel's large family. Beloved congregation, we have heard last time that Father Jacob has received such a wonderful and such a marvelous message that Joseph is still alive and that he is governor over all the land of Egypt, and young and old. That same message concerning the greater Joseph, the Lord Jesus Christ, may still be proclaimed amongst us and our children. And Joseph, his storehouses, they were so full. We do not read in the Scriptures, and great multitudes have come. We do not read in the Scriptures that those storehouses have become empty. And even much more with the greater Joseph. Ah, concerning the King of the Church, he can never become less by giving out, can never become greater by holding in. But the greater Joseph is greatly honored when poor sinners may come with their empty sacks, begging for a little corn. Have a few beggars come up in this morning, in this evening. Oh, that have begged of the Lord, that in this evening, that you may receive something that may have value for the time and for eternity, for body and for soul. That you may return home, something received from the Lord. And then we have heard it, not only that message, he has seen the wagons. At first he believed them not, but with the wagons, then a spirit revived, and Israel said, it is enough. Joseph, my son, is yet alive. I will go and see him before I die, because Joseph has sent those wagons, those asses, that Jacob and his family may come to Egypt, and that Joseph may sustain and uphold them there out of those full storehouses. And now in our chapter, then we read of his journey. And then we read in the first verse, and Israel. Oh, what a blessing it was for Jacob. It's true. In Genesis 28, in Bethel, he has seen wonderful things. A revelation of that ladder from earth to heaven, the angels ascending and descending, it all points to the Lord Jesus Christ as the mediator between God and man. But then in Genesis 32, then we read that Jacob was led further. Because there at Peniel, after that night, then Jacob was given to receive the application and the justification in the court of conscience, that all his sins were cast behind the Lord's back, and that he may receive a new name. Thus we read in our chapter, and that can never be changed. That justification, that is never revoked. That lie is so sure in the finished work of the Lord Jesus Christ and the application of the Holy Spirit. And Israel took his journey with all that he had, and came to Beersheba. It is clear from Genesis 37 verse 14, when Joseph was sent to seek out his brethren, that Jacob and his family, that they were dwelling in Hebron. And now Jacob has traveled approximately 32 kilometers southward, and he has come to Beersheba, that is the southern tip of the land of Canaan. And Beersheba, that was a special place for the patriarchs. That means the well of the oath. And there in Genesis 21, Abram with Abimelech, they have made an agreement, a covenant, concerning the well of water. And then in Abram, he has built a grove, and there he is called upon the name of the everlasting God. Then in Genesis 22, then it is clear, with the sacrifice of Isaac upon Mount Moriah, that Abram was dwelling at Beersheba. But in Genesis 23, with the death of Sarah, then he has moved northward to Hebron. They were nomads, and with all their flocks, and sometime with drier weather, then they have moved about. But then concerning Isaac in Genesis 26, then we read that he is moved to Beersheba, and there the Lord has come over in the night with a promise concerning his seed and the promised land, and likewise he has made a treaty with Abimelech concerning a well of water, and there he has built an altar. Thus then we can understand, boys and girls, when Jacob has come to Beersheba, that his thoughts have multiplied, have thought of Abram, of his father Isaac, and then further, Beersheba. That was a place where Jacob has spent much of his early years, because we read specifically in Genesis 28, verse 10, after that Jacob has received the blessing, after his father Isaac, who could not see so well, his eyes were dim, when he has asked Jacob, "Art thou very Esau?" And that he said, "I am Esau." And then Jacob has fled. Thus then we can understand, boys and girls and older ones, when Jacob has come to Beersheba, that his thoughts have multiplied concerning his grandfather, his father, but also his youth. Lord, sins of youth remember not. But the Lord has not dealt according to his many sins given to soon experience of Bethel. Promises of the Lord, providentially the Lord has upheld him. Also when he has dwelt with Laban, has experienced bitter trials, has spoken unadvisably. In Genesis 42 verse 36, Joseph is not, Simeon is not, and thou wilt take Benjamin. All these things are against me. And now Jacob on his journey to Egypt can understand what a vehement desire after 22 years to see Joseph by renewal. But then it is declared in our text that when Jacob came to Beersheba, even with the orders of Joseph, and with all the wagons, that it seems that Jacob did not dare to go further. With a vehement desire that he would receive the approval of the Lord. What a blessed place that is. Read the same thing in Ezra 8 verse 21, when Ezra has returned with many Israelites, and then after 9 days, with all their goods and with all the families at the river Ahava, that Ezra did not dare to go further, but that there was prayer and fasting. And so they have continued, and so we may see it in the life of Jacob. And what has Jacob now done? Then it is specifically mentioned whether Jacob has built a new altar or used the altar of his father. That is not written, not so important. but he came to Beersheba and offered sacrifices. It is clear that the Lord has given instruction already to Adam concerning the sacrifices that must be brought. Sacrifices where blood was shed and where it all pointed to the Lord Jesus Christ, who would come in the fullness of time. And now why is Jacob, why is Israel, why is he now offered sacrifices? Oh, then in the first place, sacrifices of thanksgiving for all the mercies which the Lord has given unto him, to his family, this possible with that message, and when they were making ready, can also be so in her life, that in the busyness of life, and when we are given to reflect how it was with prayer, this can be congregation, that we first make a decision and then we ask the Lord to go along. When we are given to reflect, that was it now with prayer? Was there thanksgiving? Oh, what a blessed place for Israel. When he has come to the southern end of the land of Canaan, that he could not leave the land till he has brought sacrifices, thus in the first place, thanksgiving, humble and a broken heart, it's not all by itself, the Lord has a people that have to beg for everything. Under the greatest blessings, now to receive a soft and a humble heart, as I read in Job 23, verse 16, because that is a gift which Christ, the greater Joseph, has merited for his people and grants by the immediate working of the Holy Spirit. And then it is clear, Jacob, in the midst of the family circle, that the children, that the little grandchildren, that they were all given to see it, and then surely Father Israel, then he has spoken, it's true, not everything is written in the Bible but 22 years, but undoubtedly with those sacrifices, and not ashamed of all the Canaanites worshiping his God, then he has instructed the children concerning his God, that the Lord was so faithful, so good. Thus a sacrifice of thanksgiving, a sacrifice of remembrance, and a sacrifice for sin. Oh, when Jacob was given to reflect, we have mentioned already his youth, but also in the time of trials, in the time of afflictions, then the church learns what lives within. All that unbelief, all that murmuring, speaking unadvisably with their lips, a blessing if it may stay inside, but how what a turmoil it can be inside. The sacrifices they pointed to the Lord Jesus Christ may be a sacrifice of dedication that he has renewed his vows. And then it is clear that with those sacrifices, those offered sacrifices, and that is implied in the answer that Jacob has received, that it was accompanied with prayer, and that he has begged the Lord for the approval and also for traveling mercies, and also that the Lord would keep them, because concerning that land of Egypt, it was told already to Abram in Genesis 15 that he would be afflicted for 400 years in a strange land. Then undoubtedly, then Israel has felt a great responsibility. 66 souls moving down into Egypt, and that he would need the Lord's keeping. So when we think of Abram, he has not fared so well in Egypt with Sarai, his wife, that he has said, "She is my sister." And we read further of Isaac with a famine, that he was forbidden to go down into Egypt. And now we read sacrifices unto the God of his father Isaac. Jacob is also known as grandfather. Abram was 100 years when Isaac was born. Isaac married when he was 40. He, together with his wife, have waited 20 years before Jacob and Esau were born. And Abram has died when he was 175, so that means that Jacob and Esau were 15 years old when Abram has died. But now we read, unto the God of his father, then it is clear that the godliness and that close life of his father Isaac, that has left a deep and lasting impression upon Jacob. Fathers and mothers, what a responsibility we have before our children, that our children may be given to see and to feel that father and mother has great respect for God's holy word, for his law, for his day. And the most important, to experience the wonderful things of the Lord. Our second thought, Israel's timely encouragement. And then we read, and God spake unto Israel in the visions of the night. We read more often that the Lord speaks to his people in the night. We read the same of Isaac, that the Lord has also renewed the promise in the night. And then our boys and girls know it in Bethel, when David was sleeping with a stone as his pillow, then in that night he was given that beautiful and precious dream, which he has never forgotten, that ladder, and where the Lord has spoken those comfortable words unto him, that the Lord would be his God. And now by renewal, the Lord, the day, the sacrifices, they were brought in the daytime, in the midst of his family circle. And then it is evident that in verse 2, that David was not sleeping at Bethel. He has dreamed. We dream when we are sleeping. But when the saints of old were given to see a vision, then they were awake, they came into a trance, Thus that implies, oh, Israel had a special day at Beersheba. Special day with sacrifices. Special day for his family. And when Jacob went to rest, that he was given to ponder, to meditate, to pray, because Jacob has not received an answer, an approval, and therefore Jacob in the night watches, oftentimes the Lord speaks to his people in the quietness of the night. Miser, as an elder of a few centuries ago, has written a book. And in that city there were many of God's people. And then he has written in that book, and there are people of God that can confirm it, that even oftentimes it pleases the Lord to wake his people up in the early morning hour and to speak unto their soul. The Lord has come over to Jacob in the night, and that not only the natural night, but many times a spiritual night. And God's people know of those nights. Nights of darkness. Nights of unbelief. Nights of impossibility. Nights of discouragement. The nights of the assaults of the enemy, then there is room for a visit. And Job has even declared in Job 35 verse 10, but no man saith, where is God my maker, who gives psalms in the night. Those are special nights when the Lord may come over with his goodness, with his mercy, with his instruction, a further revelation, and that they may be given to sing the Lord's praises. And God spake unto Israel in the visions of the night, and saith, a Jacob, Jacob. Two times. Read that more often in the scriptures. When Abram was ready to slay a son, then the angel also said, Abram, Abram. Read at the burning bush, Moses, two times. Boys and girls, you know it. Little Samuel. 1 Samuel 3. The Lord has mentioned his name two times. New Testament examples. Ah, that dear Martha was such a loving heart, but she wanted to serve too well and too much. Martha, Martha, thou art careful and troubled about many things, but one thing is needful. O Simon, Simon, Satan has desired to sift thee as the wheat. Saul, Saul, why persecutest thou me? And we even read in Jeremiah 22, verse 29, that the prophet is called to the earth three times because of the urgency of the seriousness of the matter. Jacob, Jacob. Ah, what a wonder that was for Jacob. because for many years, those 22 years, it is not all written in the Bible. And we must not think, congregation, that Jacob has never heard the Lord's voice and received tokens of his mercy, because the Lord is not in land of outer darkness for his people. The Lord shall uphold his own work. He shall also instruct and comfort them. But now in our text words, then by renewal the Lord in a special way. Oh, in Genesis 35, then the Lord has instructed Jacob, Israel, to go to Bethel to pay his vows. And now by renewal, then the Lord has a special personal message for Jacob. But now maybe the question, because we have heard it from verse 1, and Israel took his journey with all that he had. And now when the Lord spoke to Israel, he said, Jacob, Jacob. And we do not read that Jacob has become angry. Why is that, congregation? Why did the Lord now say, Jacob, Jacob, instead of Israel, Israel? Because Jacob has become Israel. We had asked Jacob what has taken place at Peniel, then he could tell it clearly what he has experienced, and that he received a new name. But now 2 points. Oh, Beersheba, where Jacob has said, I am Esau, supplanter, deceiver. God's people are reminded of their youth. And then they become so humble and small, and given to be wonder the grace of God, that the Lord has made a difference. The Lord has sought them out. Romans 9, Jacob have I loved. Nothing in Jacob. And what else? God's true people, they learn that flesh is never converted, but that it remains flesh. It needs to be mortified. And Jacob has experienced, oh, what a grief. And that's a good place, people of God, when that Jacob may grieve us. But when we read in our verses of Israel, then it is so necessary and indispensable, those further leadings as Jacob has experienced. But that true people do not become proud, they have that pride. But all they learn a Jacob. Jacob, Jacob. And he said, here am I. How is that with us, congregation? The Lord also speaks and calls to us daily by his goodness, mercies of the Lord. This week in Calgary, different places, the Lord has sent great hailstorms, much destruction, and hitherto the Lord has spared in the summer months. And where does that goodness now bring us? Do we now say, here I am, Lord. What wilt thou have me to do? Wilt thou grant a heart that obeys and follows? Lord also speaks by callings. Sickness, death. Yesterday morning, the congregation of Rock Valley, a young father, 34, 35 years old, fell to his death on a construction site. Leaves behind a widow, 8 children, the oldest 13 and the youngest 1 year. The Lord remembered that family, not all unknown to us. And then when the Lord spares, here I am, Lord, but above all, the Lord speaks to us by his word, by law and gospel. And how was thou with that answer? Have we learned to say, here I am, Lord? Or do we sometimes say, too busy, Lord? Or boys and girls and young people, do you sometimes say, not out loud, but that it's your thought, still so young, Lord, later? Then I hope to say, here I am, Lord. Oh, may we be given to ask for a heart that loves the Lord, that needs the Lord, that desires the Lord. Then we become receptive to his voice. And then, boys and girls, then we shall become as that little Samuel. And 1 Samuel 3 verse 10, speak, for thy servant heareth. And then the Lord has begun to speak and spoken of precious things. And he said, I am God, the God of thy father. Thus that is a specific answer, because we have heard it that he offered sacrifices unto the God of his father Isaac, to esteem other ones higher than ourself. And then we read that implies that David had fears of going down into Egypt. It is true there was a famine and there was corn in Egypt. When we think of Elimelech and Naomi, they went to Moab. But we do not read of that husband and wife that they have done what a Jacob has done. Oh, then it implies that David has felt a great responsibility of going into Egypt, and Canaan was the promised land. And now the Lord has said, fear not. His grandfather Abram has also received the fear not. In Genesis 15, the first verses, fear not, Abram, I am thy shield and thy exceeding a great reward. and also Isaac in Genesis 26, verse 24, has also received a fear not. And now Israel, in the night watches in a vision, has received a fear not. And then the Lord was given to explain why Jacob did not have to fear. And then the Lord has said, fear not to go down into Egypt, for I will there make of thee a great nation. Thus the fulfillment, the confirmation of what the Lord has spoken to Abram and to Isaac, that their seed would greatly multiply, and that going down into Egypt, that it would be accompanied with the Lord's special blessing. And then further, I will go down with thee into Egypt. We read in Exodus 33 concerning Moses with the children of Israel in the wilderness. Then Moses has told the Lord, if thy presence go not with us, carry us not a pence. And now Jacob, and that was the most important. That meant everything for Jacob. That the God of his fathers, that covenant God, that faithful God, that almighty God, that he would go with him and his family. Is that also the most important congregation with decisions that we are called to make? The Lord will go with us. I will go down with thee into Egypt, and I will also surely bring thee up again. This drew his body. Would we return to the land of Canaan to be married with Leah, to be buried with Leah, Abram, Isaac, and Rebekah? But when we read, I will bring thee up again, according to the promise, when the measure of the iniquity of the Canaanites would be full, it was not at the moment. The Canaanites would still be spared for 400 years, but when the iniquity was full, then they would come up again, and Joseph shall put his hand upon thine eyes. Seems to imply that in those days, when a father or mother died, that one of the children would close their eyes. Thus the Lord promised that Joseph would be present at his death. Oh, concerning the true people of God. Then the Lord has promised that the greater Joseph, and that is the Lord Jesus Christ, that he shall also be present when they are called to cross the Jordan of death. It is true. The one more struggles than the other. What a sweet thought, people of God, that the greater Joseph shall be present and take his people into glory. Let us first sing. Psalter 359. Let us sing the stanzas 1, 3, and 4. Unless the Lord the house shall build, the weary builders toil in vain. Unless the Lord the city shield, the guards a useless watch maintain. And what follows? 359, only 1, 3, and 4. Israel and his family journey into Egypt. Israel's offered sacrifices. Israel's timely encouragement. And now thirdly, Israel's large family. And then we read, and Jacob rose up from Beersheba, and the sons of Israel carried Jacob, their father, and their little ones and their wives in the wagons, which Pharaoh had sent to carry him. Those boys and girls, then you can picture it. The asses with the wagons. And then old father Israel in a wagon. Other wagons, the wives and the children. And many sons a-walking. And then surely. Then for father Jacob. Then he has sunk away under the goodness of the Lord. but that is not automatic. Family circles. When the family circles may gather special occasions, and grandparents, great-grandparents, when you may see your seed, then how is that? Are there those gatherings that you were so discouraged and so disappointed because that your heart was not on the right place? You know where you should come to become small, can even be that there is not even much spoken of the Lord. But now, Father Jacob, before he has traveled, then he could tell what has preceded the traveling. Oh, that in a vision in the night after those sacrifices, which pointed to the Lord Jesus Christ, and that he has heard personally his name, Jacob, Jacob, his origin, and what he remained, and those special promises that the Lord's presence would go with them, promises for the generations to come. Oh, when that may take place, then it shall leave something behind. What that must have been for Father Jacob when he thought of those 22 years. It's not all written in the Bible. Tossed to and fro. And we have mentioned Genesis 42 verse 36. Joseph is not. Simeon is not. And thou shalt take Benjamin also. And now, all the children present, although there were two grandchildren missing, we read thereof in a former chapter that two grandsons, that the Lord slew them because they were wicked. They were lost. Thus for Father Israel, especially for the parents on the journey to empty places which were seen, which were experienced, and on that journey the field scorched. Maybe they saw death. Then for the family circles, when you sometime go for a drive with your children and no empty places, and we may see the beauty of creation, the lushy crops, reasons to be humbled. And now we have heard it, that 66 souls went down into Egypt, 33 from Leah, 16 from Zilpah, 14 from Rachel, and 7 from Bilhah. And now in those verses 8 through 26, then we read of specifics. Each one was mentioned. By the inspiration of the Holy Spirit. But then in verse 10, we read there was a boy from Simeon. He was the son of a Canaanitish woman. That implies that was something extraordinary. The other boys have undoubtedly married from the descendants of Abram, Ishmael, Esau from Keturah perhaps. But now from Simeon there was one boy of a Canaanitish woman. And that tribe did not fare so well. In Numbers 25, when we read that the children of Moab and the Midianites, that they have allured the children of Israel to commit whoredom. And then there was a man and a woman that were very bold, who publicly were not ashamed to commit sin. And then Phinehas has taken a sword and slain them, but then it is specifically mentioned that that man was of the tribe of Simeon. And we read of that tribe at Sinai. Then in the tribe of Simeon there were 50,300. But in the plains of Moab there were only 22,200. Thus the calling to be a separate people. Then in verse 17, don't know if you have heard it, but of all those names, only one granddaughter. Because we read in verse 17 of the tribe of Asher that there was one, a granddaughter. Then further, in verse 15, because we have heard it, that Pharaoh and Joseph, that they have sent wagons and asses for Jacob, for the wives, and for the little ones. But we do not read that a wagon was sent for Dinah. She is mentioned in verse 15. What that must have been for Dinah. Lord, also remember Dinah's amongst us. What do I mean? For young women that have prayed much for a husband, may please the Lord to receive a family, and hitherto still alone, many times struggling with the purpose of their life. Because when a woman may become married and receive a family, then it is clearly written in the Bible her place. That is in the family circle. And how many times those Dinahs, they can be forgotten. Everyone thinks they should be happy. Sometime you meet them at a marriage of a younger sibling, and you speak a few words and the tears flow. They are happy for their siblings. But an empty place, and then everyone expects Dinahs. They should always be happy. They do their best. But still a secret sorrow. And also when we read in this chapter of Dinah, her thoughts also must have multiplied. And we are not speaking of Genesis 34, but the other women, all busy with their little ones, with their children, a special wagon sent for them. Let's hope that someone has also given a place for Dinah. Nevertheless, still single and alone. Thus then, when we read these names, also instruction, Jacob, by the blessing of the Lord, has received a large family, and so they have traveled toward Egypt. So we and our children, our family circles, are also traveling. We are all on a journey, each in their place, with their blessings and with their responsibilities. But young and old, how does it now compare to Father Israel, when he has traveled toward Egypt to meet his son Joseph? Are we also traveling by the grace of God on that narrow way to at the end? Oh, it is true. God's people, they are brought by the grace of God to an experiential knowledge of the greater Joseph. But then at the end of their journey, O people of God, what shall it then be? Here to hear, Joseph is yet alive, and he is governor over all the land of Egypt. Oh, to receive many a blessing, the wagons to carry us through this life. Here it is by faith, but then at the end to behold them face to face, and then to glorify the God for all his wonderful works. What a journey it must have been for Father Israel. Oh, surely, then there were those times that the tears have flowed, that the children, that the grandchildren have seen it. Oh, undoubtedly, the next morning, that Father Israel has said, oh, children and grandchildren, now before we journey further, then I may tell you what has happened in the past night. I had many fears. It is true. The invitation, the command by Joseph, but I have not received the Lord's approval. And now in the midst of my many fears, oh, to that end, children, yesterday I could not continue without bringing those sacrifices also for my sins. But now, children and grandchildren, the Lord has spoken. Fear not. The Lord has promised that he shall go with us into Egypt. The Lord has promised traveling mercies. And therefore, children and grandchildren, You can understand that for those boys, with all their deceit, it has come into the open, that also for those sons, that there were times of bewilderment. It is true, it all has to be given. But what a privilege and what a blessing it is when in our journey we may be given to pause and to experience that the Lord knoweth of us, young and old. We need the greater Joseph for the time. We need the greater Joseph for eternity, for our souls. Ah, the greater Joseph, those storehouses so full of righteousness, of holiness, of faith, of hope, of provision. Oh, surely, then Jacob and his family has experienced what the psalmist sings in Psalter 345. Thy protector is the Lord. Help and shade he will afford. Amen. Let us close. Lord, we have heard of thy faithfulness and of thy goodness, and that Israel, with all his fears, that thou hast been mindful of him, thou hast given a visit, thou hast spoken, thou hast encouraged, thou hast strengthened, and to that end in his old age, he may journey to Egypt with thee. Lord, grant those blessings unto us and our children. Convert what is unconverted. Remember the Jacobs. Oh, we need to be in Israel. Lord, grant now traveling mercies. Watch over us in the furtherance of this week. And grant that we may meet with our youth to sing a little while. Ah, Lord, grant unto our young people those wonderful things, what we have heard of, that they may have a little beginning to sing thy praises and to walk in thy ways, a saving knowledge of the greater Joseph, and that they may say in their youth with the Jacob, speak, here I am, Lord. Forgive us of all of our sins, in Jesus' name, amen. Our closing Psalter, Psalter 345, the two stanzas. To the hills I lift my eyes. When shall help for me arise? From the Lord shall come my aid, who the heaven and earth has made. And what follows, 345, the two stanzas. receive the blessing of the Lord and depart in peace. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Amen.